Chapter 15. Found. We rested and then tried to find the way back into the treasure room. We tried for 3 days, but we didn't find the way to open the stone panel. Gagool took the secret with her when she died. Finally, we decided to return to the capital, Luz. King Ignosi, our former servant, Umbopa, came to say goodbye to us.
"I am happy that Gagool is dead," said Ignosi. "I know you must return to your own people. My uncle, Enkados, will take you to the desert. Tell all the other white men not to cross the mountains. We don't want them here. Thank you, my friends, and goodbye."
Enkados took us through the mountains by a different route. We came to the desert and walked for 3 days. Suddenly, we saw a big oasis in the distance. As we got near the oasis, I saw a hut. "Look," I shouted to Sir Henry. "There's a hut, and a white man with a black beard."
"Good God!" shouted Sir Henry. "It's my brother George."
We came to the hut, and Sir Henry and his brother greeted each other with great emotion.
"My dear brother," said Sir Henry, "we went to Suleiman's Mountains to find you. Why are you here?"
"I tried to cross Suleiman's Mountains 2 years ago, but a big rock fell on my leg. My hunter Jim and I tried to return, but my leg was very bad and we had to stop here,"
answered Sir Henry's brother.
"We live here like Robinson Crusoe and his man Friday. My leg is still very bad, and it's difficult for me to walk. Last night, we finally decided that Jim must cross the desert alone and get help. And now today you are here. How strange."
Sir Henry told his brother about our adventures, and then we all went to sleep. That night, I lay on my blanket and thought about Sir Henry's brother, George Curtis. In the morning, I spoke to Captain Good. "Before we started this adventure, I told Sir Henry that you and I must keep all the treasure we find. But I want to give part of our treasure to George," I said. "He's the reason we started on this adventure."
"You're right," agreed Captain Good. "Let's give him a third of the treasure."
The next day we left the oasis. We travelled slowly across the desert because George walked with difficulty and we had to help him. We arrived at Sitanda's kraal and then continued to the big village. There we collected our wagon and the rest of our things. Captain Good and I sold the diamonds and gave a third of the money to George Curtis. Sir Henry and George Curtis returned to England with Captain Good, and I returned to my home near Durban. I am now a very rich man, and I do not have to work. Some time ago, I received a letter from my friends asking me to come and see them in England. I was happy to get the letter and left for England 2 weeks later. I am now near the end of my voyage. I hope my friends will enjoy this story, and that it will help them to remember our amazing adventure.